mind. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. Such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. So come on, baby, don't say baby. I got to know if your sweet love's gonna save me. Never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in. Take it easy.
Just miss you and I just wish you. I wonder what we would have become if you were a better man. We might still be in love if you were a better man. You would have been the one if you were a better man. Yeah. Sometimes in the middle of the night I can feel you again, and I just miss you, and I just wish you were.
WIRI, it's Katie Cruz. Hope you're staying warm. We're at that midweek slow start to the week and a cold start. So hopefully the cold is out of our area and then we can enjoy and play out on the snow trails. What's open, what's not? I'll give you up-to-date trail information coming up. Plus, George Strait and Blake Shelton. 105.5 WIRI.
We were sitting up there on your mama's roof, talking about everything under the moon, with a smell of honeysuckle and your perfume. All I could think about was my next move. Oh, but you were so shy, so was I. Maybe that's why it was so hard to believe when you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me all night? Are we gonna do this or why? Think you know I like you a lot, but you're about to miss your shot. Are you gonna kiss me or not? It was the best dang kiss that I ever had, except for that long one after that. And I knew if I wanted this thing to last, sooner or later I'd have to ask for your. Bought a wedding band and got down on one knee. And you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this or why? I think you know I love you a lot. I think we got a real good shot. Gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this or why? Look at all the love that we got. It ain't never gonna stop. Are you gonna kiss me or not? Yeah, baby.
Herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin, 'cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me she's somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas.
Girl, where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas.
WIRI. I'm Katie. As promised, the outdoor recreation update is for you next after George Strait on IRI.
Maybe since you left me, there's somebody new. She thinks I'm perfect, I swear. She likes my body, my class, and my charm. She says I've got a confident air. She respects my ambition, thinks I'm talented too. But she's in love with an image time is bound to see through. Oh, you know me better than that. You know the me that gets lazy and fat. How moody I can be, all my insecurities. You've seen me lose all my charm. I miss would you know me better than that?
105.5 WIRI with George Strait. The outdoor recreation update. Once we get the cold air out, we can bring in the outdoor fun. Some trails that are open. Some snowmobile trails in Wood County. The Vesper Snow Drifters, Auburndale Night Owls, Bakerville Snow Rovers. Those trails open along with Rudolph River Rovers and Kellner Knights Trail. At this time, Yellow River Riders and Sunset Drifters trails will still remain closed. If we get an update on that, we'll let you know. And snow tubing, that's what I can only do outside. But the Powers Bluff Ski and Snow Hills, Tube Hills are open this weekend. Pre-sales of for tow tickets will be available online today and tomorrow for this weekend. And the NEPCO Lake County Park multi-use trail has been groomed for cross-country skiing. You can enjoy that. And the Richfield 360 County Forest multi-use trails are also open. Now, those are just a few to mention here in the area of Wood County, and more will be announced as the cold weather is behind us. The groomers can get out and do their thing, and we can go out and play. Rascal Flatts and Matt Stell next on IRI.
Wake up on the right side of the radio with WIRI 105.5 Sunrise Show. James here. Join me as I play your requests, catch you up on any country music news you may have missed overnight, and give you a musical start to the day. We're able to thanks to our friends at From the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Visit them at 250 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. And wake up with us Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 on WIRI 105.5's Sunrise Show.
Once you and your spouse retire, you'll have some decisions to make, decisions that could affect your quality of life in your retirement years. For starters, how much should you withdraw each year from your 401k and other retirement accounts? You'll want to avoid taking too much too soon. Next, when should you take Social Security? If you wait until your full retirement age, probably 67, you'll typically get bigger payments than if you started taking benefits at age 62. Also, one spouse's decision may affect the other in terms of spousal benefits. Finally, if you haven't already done so, you'll need to work with your legal professional to decide which estate planning documents are needed, such as a will, a living trust, and various powers of attorney. You and your spouse will want to discuss all your choices and then decide which steps to take. After you've got your plans in place, you may well find that you can fully enjoy your retirement years.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
You are invited to the Founders Day celebration hosted by Love, Inc.
Really? What's Founders Day?
Founders Day is a fundraiser held at Hotel Mead so Love, Inc. can continue to help our community.
Well, when is it?
Thursday, February 27th. The evening starts at 6 p.m. For just $25, you get a dinner catered by the Mead and uplifting stories from Love, Inc. For reservations, call Love, Inc. at 715-818-5927. Seating is limited, so reservations are required.
Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
It's summer night, babe. Woo!
Time to pop that top. And fellas, I know you're ready to ride. We went crazy, cooped up all winter long. In school and house, so let's get it on. Flip-flop tents and some white sand. I know the perfect spot. Well, the sunset better set soon so we can get in the mood. Things start getting all heated up when it starts getting cool. better watch your step. Don't let them teeny French bikinis make you lose your breath. I'm back to the ladies. Y'all keep doing y'all's thing. Cause everything about you makes me wanna scream. The sun is getting low. There it goes. Here we go. Here comes the moon. Yeah. Things start getting all heated up and it starts getting.
Flats reminding us of warmer days on 105.5. WIRI, a country superstar's house got broken into. I'll tell you who coming up in the next 10 minutes. Right now it's Matt Stell, Prayed for You. This is IRI.
Never been one to ask for help. If I need a mountain moved, I'm moving myself. I ain't the church pew regular, twice on Sunday, quote you the scripture kind. I'm far from a preacher, but I'm a believer.
105.5 FM.
No money in my pockets, I got a hole in my jeans. I had a job and I lost it, but it won't get to me, 'cause I'm riding with my baby. It's a brand new day, we're on the wheels of an angel flying away. And the sun is shining, this road keeps winding through the prettiest country from Georgia to Tennessee. And I got the one I love beside me, my troubles behind me. I'm alive and I'm free, who wouldn't want to be me? Six string, it's across her pretty knees. She's stomping out a rhythm and singing to me the sweetest song. The sun is shining, and this road keeps winding through the prettiest country from Georgia.
WIRI, some scary stuff happened for Keith and Nicole Kidman's home in the Los Angeles area. According to TMZ, there was reports of a break-in that took place at the couple's LA home. An intruder appeared to have smashed a glass window in to enter the residence. But it just so happened, it's interesting how these things happen. So allegedly, Keith and Nicole were not there. They were out of town at the time. But one of their employees arrived at the house as the intruder was there, and the intruder fled the property when they heard the employee coming. I mean, timing is crazy. So I'm sure that they're not in their LA house, Keith and Nicole Kidman, all the time. It's like the employee just so happened to be there when the potential theft could have happened inside the home. So we're not clear yet if anything was stolen from the home, and Keith Urban nor Nicole Kidman have issued a statement yet. But scary, scary stuff. What is happening with people, home invasions with the NFL players and the break-ins with the wildfires as well? Crazy. It's 105.5 WIRI.
What's going on, mama? Something just dawned on me. I ain't been home in some months.
Been chasing songs and women, making some bad decisions. God knows I'm drinking too much. Yeah, I know you've been worrying about me. You've been losing sleep since 93. I thought you should know that all those prayers you thought you wasted on me must have finally made their way on through. Everything back at home. Yeah, how's that garden coming? Is that still doing dumb shit? And how'd he keep you this long? Yeah, I'm sorry that I called you so late. I just miss you.
The big thing don't mean Dallas. two-bedroom mortgage is due, siding light blue powers. I'm going through the Big Bend, don't mean Dallas. I'm going through the Big Bend, don't mean Dallas.
Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
You say, what if I hurt you? What if I leave you? What if I find somebody else and I don't need you? What if this goes south? What if I mess you up? You say, what if I break your heart in two, then what? Well, I hear you, girl, I feel you, girl, but not so fast. Will you make your mind up? I gotta ask. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? Falls, or the sun stops burning, we could worry about them. What if still the world stops turning, or I could kiss you? What if you liked it? Well, we ain't ever gonna know unless we try it. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game? If I find somebody else and I don't need you, damn. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game?
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson, the Milwaukee historian and teacher, travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state. These people don't know much about the African-American experience, and so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I send. They think it's credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys in my life, and it's been a great journey. And I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
Jammer's Bar and Grill is a great local spot. They offer weekday food specials and daily drink specials. If you're planning a party, consider reserving their back room. You can get an excellent deal that includes a quarter barrel of beer, pulled pork or sloppy joes, buns, and chips. Jammer's Bar and Grill in Wisconsin Rapids has late night grill hours, ensuring that the good times never end.
Here at Home Furniture and Design, we are thankful for our wonderful customers. And at this most glorious time of the year, we are especially grateful. Thank you and season's greetings from your friends at Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The City Council in Wisconsin Rapids voted to continue adding fluoride to the city's water supply. The Common Council held their regular meeting last night. The big agenda item that brought people to the meeting was a proposed ordinance to ban adding fluoride to the water. Alderperson Jake Catanaugh brought the ordinance to the Legislative Committee earlier this month. During discussion, Alderperson Veneman said he's against the government adding chemicals to anything he consumes without his consent, but he also said people in his district feel differently.
I am a true believer in representative democracy, and I represent a constituency that does not share my views on fluoride by an enormous margin.
Alderperson Justin Pluis said they should be focusing on bringing jobs and industry to the community.
Instead, we are debating whether or not to remove a longstanding, scientifically supported public health measure because of a handful of debunked studies and internet conspiracy theories.
Alderperson Jay Catanaugh pushed back against the comments, stating a federal study and a California court case.
This is not out of left field or some type of crazy thing. This trial in the Northern District of California went through 7 years of litigation and had a two-week trial. So this is not just coming from some internet theory.
During the time allowed for public comment, citizens pointed out several instances in the study that would not apply to Wisconsin Rapids. Studies that showed negative effects to children's IQ included higher levels of fluoridation than are added to water in the U.S. Many of these studies took place with children in other parts of the world, such as China and India. Alderperson Madeline Palmquist made a motion to create a new ordinance to replace the current resolution from the 1950s. The new ordinance would direct that fluoride be added to the city's water supply at recommended state and federal levels. That motion passed 6 ayes to 2 nays. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Still stuck in the cold today, becoming mostly cloudy throughout the afternoon and high temperatures actually tapping the mid-teens. This means with wind chills, it'll feel about zero. And by tomorrow, we crawl out of the cold with high temperatures reaching the low 20s with mostly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Currently, it's 1 degree.
Country Legends, 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Wisconsin Rapids, home for country favorites and classics. 105.5 WIRI.
Pop a top again. I've just got time for one more round. Set them up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. I'd like for you to listen to a joke I heard today from a woman who said she was through and calmly walked away. I tried to smile and did a while, but it felt so out of place. Did you ever hear of a clown with teardrops streaming down his face? Pop a top again. I think I'll have another round. Set 'em up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. Top again. I think I'll have another round. Set 'em up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. Pop a top again.
105.5 WIRI. It's Alan Jackson. Tonight, you can hear men's hockey, Wisconsin Hockey Hour, 7:05 on WFHR. Before 11 o'clock, Kenny Chesney, and I'll try to get the Florida Georgia line, too.
A couple guys in first class on a flight drive to Los Angeles, kind of making small talk, killing time, flirting with the flight attendants. 30,000 feet above could be Oklahoma. Just a bunch of square cornfields and wheat farms, man, it all looks the same. Miles and miles of back roads and highways connecting little towns with funny names. Who'd want to live down there in the middle of nowhere? They've never drove through Indiana. Met the man who plowed that earth, planted that seed, busted his ass for you and me. You're caught a harvest moon in Kansas. They'd understand why God made those flyover states. I bet that mile-long Santa Fe freight train engineer seen it all. It's like that flatbed cowboy stacking U.S. steel on a three-day haul. Roads and rails under their feet. Yeah, that sounds like a first-class seat on the plains of Oklahoma, with a windshield sunset in your eyes, like a watercolor painted sky. You think heaven's doors have opened, you'll understand why God made those flyover states. Take a ride across the Badlands and feel that freedom on your face. Breathe in all that open space and meet a girl from Amarillo. You'll understand why God made it. You might even want to plant your stakes in those flyover states.
Too much beer last night, a lot more than we wanted to. There were girls from Argentina and Arkansas, Maine, Alabama and Panama, all mixed together and having a ball. Yeah, we went out last night. One thing started leading to another. Singing, I got you, babe, my Sonny and Cher. Your life was good everywhere. We went out last night. Well, you know I'm a music man. I grew up in East Tennessee, but last night I was everything. When I got a few drinks in me, I was a doctor, a lawyer, a senator's son, Brad Pitt's brother, and a band on the run. Anything I thought would get the job done. Yeah, we went out last night. One thing started leading to another. Out last night.
Siracusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not new, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. Can't be